Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, here for another afternoon of praising and worshiping the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank both of them for lifting my body up so that I can come to you today. Sometimes it's a struggle, but they find a way for me to get enough strength so we can glorify their names. Next week, on the 24th, it will be the Y for C, which is Youth for Christ, Youth for Christ segment with our hostess, youth hostess, Shining Star, as well as our youth DJ, DJ Shaheen. I hope everyone gets a chance to tune in and support our youth. Today is a very special day because we got Minister Kimberly Hovak bringing the word with her Christian life coaching, and I want to see if she's on the line today. And before I go there, I just wanted to tell everybody to happy Thanksgiving. No matter what you have, or if you don't have anything to go or nothing to eat, still thanks to God because you're here. All right. Ms. Hovak is on the line.
I'm here.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
No, that's why I took so long to answer.
Right. Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good.
You're crystal clear. Awesome. It's been a while since we talked.
It has been.
Yeah, and so I am so excited about today's show. I said, I know she's had too much to think about this now. This is going to be powerful.
I can't even believe it's been 2 months. But, yes, and it's interesting because, you know, God was talking to me earlier in the week, you know, really about what it is that, you know, the topic for the day. And, you know, today we're going to be talking about making a turnaround. So I'm excited. I'm excited about it.
All right, great. Well, my dear, you have the floor.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, as always, for having me as a part of the family. I absolutely love my Saturdays with you. I really do.
Oh,
it's
wonderful.
Like the highlight of my month. It is the highlight of my month, really. It is just an awesome time. So we are talking about making a turnaround, and it's really just so fitting because, you know, people, you know, we always go through things, but I really think that this is just a season, you know, a time, an age that we're going through where a lot of people at all different levels of life are just experiencing some very difficult stuff, you know. And one of the things that, you know, God has been talking to me about is the idea of change. You know, we change things in our life all of the time, but when we talk about, you know, you got to change your life, you got to do better, people get frozen, they get stuck, and there's really no reason for it. We make changes all the time. You know, we do things like we'll change our hair color, we'll change the style of our hair, we change the way we dress, you know, we'll take a different route to work, we get to know different people, we'll try different food. I mean, we do institute change all the time. It's nothing to be afraid of. Change starts with just a thought. All right. Now, the thing about us with change is that when we change, especially those smaller things in life, is usually just some kind of knee-jerk reaction to something that we're feeling or thinking or experiencing at the time. You know, as I thought about it, I realized that usually we change as a result of some kind of emotional thing that's going on or some kind of spiritual thing that's going on. It just causes us to say, you know what, I need to do something different. And so we do these little things, you know, we do that. But sometimes, you know, we need to make larger changes come about in our life. And we often think that these big changes that we see people go through, we act as if they happened overnight, you know, and they don't happen overnight. And they're a result of the very small adjustments, I would say, that people make in their actions, in their words, in the things that they do, the people they associate with, just the very small changes that they make over time, that they build upon. That's how true change happens. So I want to first talk to people who may not really know that they need to change. Do you know there's people that don't know that they need to change?
Yes, yes. There are people that are just, they're unable to see their own actions. They're unable to see
they really
themselves.
Can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really can't. You know, it's those kind of people. And you know what else? It's those people that are comfortable with what they have, even when it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's a whole lot of that. You know, people like to complain, but making a difference, you know, causing that complaint no longer to exist, that takes some work. So I want to talk first to people. I want them to begin to be able to recognize when it's time to make a change in life. So if you are a person that is experiencing a lack of any type, especially if it's consistent, it is all the time, you just don't ever succeed in a particular way in life, you need to change. Now, for a lot of people, the first thing, of course, that comes up is with money.
Yeah.
A whole lot of people are saying that they need more money, that they don't have enough. And there's only one of two things that I can really think of off the top of my head that causes that. Either you really aren't making any money, or you're not making enough money, or you're spending too much. And for a lot of people, it's a combination of both.
Yes, yes.
Right?
And I wanted to add to that, you know, when we're talking about change and we're talking about money, we have to remember that the currency in heaven is faith.
Absolutely.
So we have to get that faith on top of what you're getting ready to say. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you're experiencing a consistent lack of something, you need to change.
Mm-hmm.
If you seem to feel that you are stuck in a particular area, that you can't really get ahead, and this is even for people who might, you know, in otherwise feel rather successful in life, sometimes you might just feel that, you know what, I'm just stuck in this area. I want to move ahead. I want to do something more. I've been trying to accomplish this thing, and I haven't been able to. You just feel stuck. You feel like you just can't get past a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are a person that needs to change. If you are not experiencing good results, if you are not experiencing good feelings, good emotions, happiness, joy, you are a person that needs to change. If you don't experience it often enough, you are a person that needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, you know, again, you get stuck in your misery. And you really feel that this is the way it is. I have a funny, interesting thing to say. When I was younger, in my 20s, early in my work life, I was probably around 22.
Okay.
This is when the Cosby Show was out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I worked with someone who felt that the Cosby Show was fake. They felt that African-American people did not live like that.
Okay.
They felt that African-American people everywhere in the world, nowhere in the world did they live like that.
Okay.
And they just felt, you know what, I just can't get with this show because it's just so fake. Who in America lives like that? And I just found it interesting that no matter who they met, and we worked for a hotel. I want you to understand the context of this.
Okay.
We worked in a hotel where you are meeting people every day. You see successful people from all walks of life, all nationalities. They lived all over the country. They lived internationally. And yet this person said the Cosby Show was not real.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, talk about a poverty level mentality that
yes,
you really
exactly.
felt that not only that it wasn't attainable, that it didn't even exist.
Right. Couldn't even know. You couldn't even dream about it. You couldn't
you
even.
Can't even dream. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't even dream about it. You know, so there, that told me that there was a certain level of success that they felt was just not obtainable, which meant they were never going to have it. You know, so you really need to check yourself on what is it that you believe. What do you believe is really possible in life? I'm not asking you whether or not you think that something is going to be difficult, because quite true, quite honestly, if it's going to be worth having, you're going to go through some difficulty getting it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
It's just, you know, we in the church, you know, we just make things so flowery. You know, I have my issues, right?
I have them too.
We make it seem like it's just going to happen. You know, God's just going to, you know, fly in and he's just going to drop everything you ever wanted in your life. No, it doesn't work like that. It comes with some true battles. You know, it's going to be difficult. But you know what? The truth is, don't you think that you respect something more when you've had to work for it?
Yeah, and the two things that I have to say about that, you're absolutely right, is one, you're not going to waltz, you're going to skip your way into heaven. I mean, it takes work.
No.
Okay, so we are not going to do that. And God loses the level of your expectations. So if you are thinking that all you can be is poor, then you say, okay.
Absolutely. So, you know, you have to understand that it's not going to just happen. But you do have to at least start with the change in your mind. You got to really believe in something different, hope for something different, at least hope for something different. And part of that is starting to widen your vision to determine what is available to you. And not to put, you know, blinders on. Don't put blockages in your way. You will have enough blockages come your way. What is it that is attainable to you in your mind? That's where we need to go. That you need to really deal with yourself if you have limitations in your mind on what you can accomplish. Because if nothing else, in America, I don't know about anywhere else, but in America, the one thing that we know is that I have seen people come from the most unlikely situations and accomplish so much.
Yes.
It is not about your education, because education is a great thing, but education doesn't always get you there.
No,
right?
No,
who you know doesn't always get you there.
Absolutely.
How you're connected doesn't always get you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of a lot of things. And for those of us in the Word, you have to know that you really do need to hook up with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You have to know that. If you plan on being, if you want to have the kind of success where doors open that man can't close, and where doors close that man can't open up again, you got to get with God.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the kind of joy that's going to satisfy you to the core of your being, you got to get with God, because only God can satisfy you to the core of your being.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Absolutely.
Something that I want people to understand. You know, we think that we know what will satisfy us, and then we get the bigger TV, we get the larger car, we get the bigger house, we get the better clothes, and you get them and you use them for a minute, and it's over, and you still feel empty on the inside. But, man, when you get with God, and God gets to that place that satisfies you so completely, there is nothing at all like that moment, and that moment can last a lifetime. So if you really want to achieve true success and satisfaction, you're going to have to get with God. I'm just telling you, okay?
And
that's just the way it is.
He said, I'm the way.
He is the way. The way, the truth.
The truth.
Come on.
He is the way. So, yes.
He told us that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so if you really want, like, you have to expose yourself to some things. It means you're going to have to be uncomfortable. You know, I always tell the story of when Frank and I were looking for a house. You know, I was looking for a house before he was thinking about one.
Okay.
And I started by, you know, looking on the internet. You know, I love the idea of going on the internet and seeing what's out there. And then when we take rides to different neighborhoods and we would go and look at different houses, why? I wanted to know what was available to me before I made a decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could have just bought a house.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I could have easily bought a house and not thought about what my needs were.
Right.
Or what my needs would be.
Mm-hmm. That's called a faith.
I could have bought a house without looking at all and not knowing what was really available to me.
You were making a faith purchase.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's like, well, I don't know what's there or how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to start looking now.
I'm going to start looking now, exactly.
So I know when
we need to be the same way about our lives. Mm-hmm. We have to understand that our thinking is an investment in our future. The way we think is our first level investment in our future. And so you have to ask yourself, what kind of investment do you have right now in your future? Do you believe that you're always going to be in lack? You're never going to have enough. Your job is not ever going to be enough. You're never going to make any money. You're never going to be able to save anything. You're never going to have ends meet. You're never going to be able to own your own house. And you know what? Maybe not everyone wants to own their own house. Okay, fine. But are you going to live in a situation where you're never going to have your place look the way you want it to look, where
mm-hmm.
everything is
mm-hmm.
always going to be secondhand? You know,
mm-hmm.
where you're never going to be comfortable, you're always going to be living check to check, worried about whether or not your rent is going to be paid next. Is that the way you're thinking? Is that normal to you? Because it shouldn't be normal. And if those things are normal, I have to tell you, you need to change.
Yeah.
Jesus said that he came that we might have life and that we might have it abundantly. And you cannot tell me that abundance means living check to check. You cannot tell me that abundance means living with less than, not ever having anything that's brand new, not ever having anything. You know, when you don't have the ability to get the things that you need, that you require, I'm not even talking about wants and desires here. I'm just talking about the things that you require. You are living below the expectation of God.
Yes. Yes. He can do mighty things.
Absolutely.
He can do more than pay your rent. A lot of people, you know, please just let me have my rent for the month. And I'm like, well, ask for something else. And your rent, he made the whole world. You know?
That's right. That's right. You really have to understand that as big as the world is to us,
uh-huh.
it is nothing to him.
Exactly.
And getting you what you need is as easy as taking a step. You know,
yeah.
that's really all that it is.
Yes.
Put yourself in alignment with him, and the blessings just flow. You don't know where it's going to come from, but it's going to knock you over.
Yeah. It's like a minefield. Every time you turn around,
yeah.
you go, yeah, it's like,
it's just,
ooh.
And it's just a shift. It's just
yes.
a very subtle shift. The same way that Satan makes us, I don't want to say make, that he entices us to make a subtle shift in our decisions. It's the
mm-hmm.
same type of shift that we have to make with God. When you
yes.
think about Eve in the garden with Satan, you know, he tempted her by a very simple statement. He
mm-hmm.
said, you would not surely die.
Yeah.
You would just become like God, knowing
yeah.
good from evil.
Yeah.
Okay? She was an innocent. And she's
uh-huh.
like, oh, okay. Didn't think of it that way.
Aye.
You know what I mean? And that's the same thing that he does. He does all he has is our thought. That's all he can do.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's by the, you know, I read something, within the past few weeks, I had read something or heard something. I can't remember where I heard it, but it was a story of Satan and three of his, three followers. They were new, you know,
okay.
to his kingdom. And he asked the first one, you know, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to grow my kingdom? And he says, oh, I'm going to tell people that Jesus isn't real.
Mm.
And he says, well, you'll win a few things, but you're not going to win much because people pretty much know that he existed. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And then he said to the other one, and if I'm getting it wrong, you'll get the gist of it. But he says to the next one, so what are you going to do? How are you going to enhance my kingdom? And he says, oh, I'm going to tell people that there is no such thing as God. Oh, you know, that's better. that's better. You know, you'll win a few more souls for me. That's good. But, you know, a lot of people know enough to know that there is at least a God. And then he says to the third person, what are you going to do to win people to my kingdom? And he says he's going to tell them, just do it tomorrow.
Ooh, procrastination.
Just do it tomorrow. Procrastination, yeah. Laziness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, just do it tomorrow. And, of course, he says, oh, now, see, now that's an idea.
That's an idea.
People, tomorrow is not promised to us.
Amen.
And we really need to take ownership for ourselves. If you want to live a different life, you have to make the decision first in your mind to make the different life, and we're going to talk in a minute about how to make it happen, some of the things that we need to do. Here's what I say to you. I say, please, dream. If you are dreaming of something other than what you have going on right now, you are a person that definitely needs to listen to us for the next 45 minutes or so that we're talking so that you can begin to make some changes in your life. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
On fire.
Awesome. So let's talk about change. You know, in the Bible, Isaiah 28:9-10, it says that God is teaching to us. He's giving us this knowledge, precept upon precept. Okay? And basically all that is rule upon rule, law upon law. You learn something, and then you learn something else, and then he expands it, and he digs it deeper, and he makes it wider, and then you learn something else. That's all that it is. Day by day, we learn something else. It's the same way that they taught us in school. You learn something, and then they learn something on top of that, and you learn something on top of that. You learn, right?
You graduate. From state to stay in your life. Go ahead.
Exactly. So change does not necessarily occur in the big, grand gestures in life. It is really not occurring in the giant leaps. You know, when you see people that were nobody today and they're giant stars tomorrow, that didn't happen that day. That was a process. There was a process that occurred. A chain of events occurred. Okay?
You're right.
Change first occurs in the small, inward shifts in our heart and in our mind.
Hey,
I want
yes.
people to get that. It's in your heart and in your mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. You are going to do and be about what you think about.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
There's no changing that. You're going to gravitate toward whatever it is on your mind. If it's on your mind long enough, you're going to start doing it. If you want to know what a person is about, watch what they do. If you want to know how they spend their free time, watch what they do. If you want to know what they're doing when they're by themselves, watch what they do. It's going to come out in the open.
Yes,
if you want to know about a person, just watch what they do. When you watch them over time, you begin to see the inward parts of a man on the exterior of them.
Exactly.
Just watch what they do. So why don't you be a watcher of yourself? Begin to notice yourself. You know, we are so busy just reacting to life. We don't really think about it.
We just react to it.
It is a, you know, if you want to change, it is a decision, okay? And what decision I want you to make is that you are going to direct your life rather than simply deal with what comes your way. Direct your life. Don't just deal with what comes your way. We're going to talk about six things to help you make real change. And the first thing is be deliberate. If you're going to be anything, be deliberate. And these are not in any kind of order.
Be deliberate.
Okay? The word deliberate means carefully weighed, carefully considered, to be steady in movement or in action, okay? Don't be haphazard about what you do. Don't be haphazard about what you think. Don't be haphazard about who you hang out with. Don't be haphazard about the places that you go. Don't be haphazard about the things that you say. Be very specific and deliberate. This means that you're going to have to sometimes think ahead and make a plan.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be spontaneous about everything. You know, spontaneity is a good thing, but all things in their rightful place and in their right amount of measure.
Yes. and in due time.
Yeah, but some people just live a complete spontaneous life. You know, everything is spontaneous. But
Saint
you can't get anything accomplished.
Yes.
Oh, please.
Saint, he loves those people because he can trick them very easily. Because
they're not
paying attention.
No, not at all.
Attention. So,
not at all. You know, think about this. I want people to think about this. You know, we just had the presidential election.
Right.
Here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know that they have already, they've already begun thinking about 2016
mm-hmm.
and making decisions on who they're going to groom over the next 4 years. And I want you to know that whoever it is that's on the minds of the parties, these people were thinking about grooming themselves for president long before even now.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are 19, 20 years old right now who are thinking, I'm going to be president one day, and they're living their lives accordingly right now.
Yes.
That's not a haphazard thing. It's not something that you wake up and just decide to do today, I'm going to run for president next year. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen like that. And the same is true in life. You know, people, when they make decisions about what they want to become, people who have made specific career choices, doctors, lawyers, things that require education, you don't typically do, you know, you don't become those things just by getting up today and applying for the job.
No.
You know,
absolutely.
You got to go to school. You know, there are things that you have to do. Some people have thought about this while they were in elementary school. They knew what they wanted to do. And some people didn't decide until they turned 50. The point is that at some point you make the decision.
Move
forward and you become deliberate about what you do. What about what you say? We say anything we want to say. And, oh, my goodness, don't get angry. Because people say whatever they want to say when they get angry. And then they think that it's going to be all okay because they're not angry anymore. You know, your words, come on now. God says that we were created in his image. The Bible tells us that. And one of the things we have to understand about God's image, God created everything by saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
When we say things, we are creating things. I've got to say this to parents. Stop calling your children stupid. Stop telling them they're good for nothing. Stop telling them they can't accomplish anything. Stop telling them they're never going to go anywhere. Stop telling them they're like they're no good this or they're no good that. Stop saying those things to your children. You are an authority figure over your child, and that child is taking in what you say. And let me tell you, they will always live up to or down to whatever you say.
Absolutely.
So stop. Watch your mouth when you are saying things. Begin to praise people. You can accomplish anything in life. You can do anything you want to do. I have a funny story about this. When my brother was little, you know, I'm 20 years older than my brother. When my brother was little, I used to read to him every night in bed before he went to sleep. And, you know, of course, over time, he gets older, and finally came the day when he was able to read to me. It was probably one of the best and the saddest things of my life, you know, because
right,
I knew that things were going to change.
Right.
Well, there came a point in time one day, he did some ridiculousness in school, didn't do well on something, and my father says to him, "What's wrong with you? You're so stupid." Ooh, my gosh. Because I always spoke words of brilliance to him. "Oh, Kyle, you're so smart. Oh, you're so bright. Oh, this, you can do anything you want. You can accomplish anything you want to accomplish." He did not accept that. And you should have heard this little boy saying to my father, "I am not stupid." My sister said, "I'm smart." My sister said, "I could do anything I wanted to." It's hilarious, you know, but you don't realize how young people take it in. You know, my father was just, you know, he was kidding. You know, he wasn't calling him dumb, you know,
but my
brother was doing dumb things. And that's what, you know, my parents had to change their wording with him because the moment that they said, "You sound stupid." "I'm not stupid." So my mother started saying to him, "You're not stupid, but you sometimes do dumb things."
Go ahead, Mama.
You know? So, but you know, again, you have to really watch what you're saying. You can't say just whatever you want to say. And if you're going to say something, let's say some positive things. Let's build each other up. You know, I'm big on affirmations. I tell the people that all the time. And so you need to speak faith-filled words all of the time. Speak the word of the Bible over your life. Get up in the morning and say, thank you, Father, for another great day. I'm going to have a great day today. I'm expecting your favor to be upon me. I'm expecting to walk in the footsteps that you have for me. I declare that I'm going to receive every blessing that you have for me today. I'm honoring you, Lord God, and I'm going to share it with the world. Why can't we say those kind of things instead of waking up and saying, oh, God, I'm so tired. Oh, my God, do I really have to go to this job?
Yeah, I have to
tell you
because
I mean,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about myself and my struggles with my health, and I have to watch what I say. That's why I am so I say on every show that I thank the great I am, and I would say for lifting me up, and that's the way you have to look at life. No matter what you're facing, they're able to help you do whatever you dream. So I take my nap and then I get up and I do the show. You know, but I do what I have to do in order to reach further than what you know I'm currently doing. I want to reach the world. I want to expose people to truth. So that was my story.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for saying that, because the reality is that for most of us, for whatever reason, stuff is difficult. And we are dealing with real situations in life. And what I'm talking about is the need to push through anyway.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't feel like it. But see, that's when God meets us at the level of our faith and our ability. You know, and we're supposed to learn how to lean on him that we can make it through. You said something very powerful there, because you made it clear to me that you have an awareness of yourself and your limitations. And you said, so you'll take a nap, you know, you're going to take care of you so that you can get up and do what you need to do. Some people, I would say most people, are so unaware of what their needs are.
Right. Hey, yes, you're
so
right.
So unaware of what they need in order to be able to accomplish something. Sometimes even just a short half an hour nap could give people all they need to push through the rest that they have to get through in their day. You know, sometimes just 10 minutes of meditation will get you through your day. Sometimes just reading the Bible for a moment. Sometimes just a 15-minute prayer. And for some people, maybe a 1-minute prayer, because maybe they can't get to 10 minutes. You know, maybe it's just a 1-minute prayer. Sometimes you just need to have a hearty laugh to get some joy going in your body, you know?
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's just a small thing that you need in order to really accomplish what you need to accomplish in life.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? But the thing is that we don't take the time to get to know ourselves and to know who we are and what we need. Get to know yourself. Give yourself what you need, you know?
Yes. You know, besides Christ, you're the close person to you.
That's right. That's right. That is so... And you know what's funniest? Is that even though we are the closest person to ourselves, we often don't even know our own truth.
No, we don't. No.
Isn't that interesting?
That is amazing. But it's true.
The Bible talks about how Jesus got up very early in the morning. And when he got up early in the morning, he got up to commune with God, and he would receive his empowerment and his direction. And then he would get up and he would move about his day, accomplishing all the things that God had in mind. Jesus was deliberate. He was deliberate. And that behavior was something that he taught to his followers, and they also became very deliberate. So learn to be deliberate. Don't just be haphazard with your life and with your time.
Yes.
Be deliberate about the things you do, you say. The people you associate with, how big is that? Don't hang out with just everybody.
You can't. Okay.
No. It's okay that you don't hang out with just everybody.
Yeah.
It's okay. It really is okay for you to believe that you are above a situation. And when I say that, I really mean that wholeheartedly. If there
right.
are people out there that are drinking, drugging, doing things that you know are no good for life, it is okay for you to say that you are above hanging out with people that deal in those situations.
Yeah.
That
and
is okay.
It's okay. And it's not you being snobby. It's not you being sadity or anything like that. But, you know, you can't take everyone to the next level with you.
No, not at all.
You,
and it doesn't mean that you're looking down at them. Are you looking
no.
down at the activity? Absolutely. The activity
yeah.
is low activity. But you
yes.
should not be involved in low activity. It is
no.
okay to have standards for your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
okay. It's
just,
okay to teach your children about having standards for
yeah.
their life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
What's the old saying, you know, if you believe, I forget the saying, you'll fall for anything. If you don't believe
right.
in anything, you'll fall for anything. That's
you'll fall for
is.
Anything, right. That's
yeah.
right. If you don't stand up for something.
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
thank you.
You'll fall for anything. Absolutely. And it's 100% true. It's 100% true. The
Go
second
ahead.
Thing that I want to tell people about, you're going to have to, if you want to make some changes in your life, you're going to have to make the decision to be a leader.
Okay?
Victims react to whatever happens to them, but leaders make change.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that both are difficult.
Yes.
It is not easy to consistently be a victim.
No, it's not.
It's just not. You know, but it's not easy to consistently be a leader either.
No, it's
but
not.
I believe wholeheartedly I believe that the fruit of being the leader is so much greater than the fruit of being the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a leader is worth it.
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
worth
it. Is.
It. You
yes.
know, when, I mean, I don't even know how else to explain it. Jesus was a leader. And the last time I checked, God wasn't following anybody.
No. Oh, no.
Right? So
not at
if
all.
We're created in his image, and if Jesus is the way, I guess we were called to leadership.
We were all called to leadership. Every
right?
last
you know, I mean.
That's your special talent that you have for the world. You know, that's why
that's
I'm,
right.
I'm always saying, you know, develop the talent, that God-given talent that you have, and you can be a leader automatically. Because we were
right.
made to lead.
We were
in
made
our own
to lead.
Yes, in our
right.
own specific ways. Ooh.
I think that what happens is that we get, you know, in our mind the definition of what a leader is. And so we
yeah.
think of leaders as, you know, you have to be the CEO of a company. You know, you have to be, you know, a manager or in charge of something. If we could just all become managers and CEOs of our own lives, that would be a great place to start.
That's
you know,
hallelujah.
Become the CEO of your own life.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And listen, in the process of that, accept the falls along with the wins.
Yes.
You're not
yes.
going to do everything perfect. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just get up and dust yourself off and learn something from it as you move on. And notice
yeah.
I said as you move on. Don't
yes.
don't get stuck in trying to figure out what you're learning. Learn
exactly.
it as you move, because sometimes you won't realize what you learned until you've accomplished something.
Right.
So
right.
just dust yourself off, forgive yourself, and keep it moving.
Because Jesus forgives us instantly. I mean, we're the one with the problem. You know,
right.
as far as forgiving, it's like it takes us months to, you know, to forgive
right.
yourself for something. You know, when
right.
I'm on a show and I pronounce a book of the Bible wrong, you know, I listen to it, I'm going, I have to laugh at myself instead of being stuck in. You know, and it's
right.
like, oh my
so
God.
You have to
that
do
was,
that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, but you know what? I'm human, I'm going to make mistakes, and then I move on.
Right. Exactly. That's so true. And the truth is that, you know, we got to stop taking ourselves so seriously. I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe that God has a phenomenal sense of humor. the fact that he created me, I know that he has a phenomenal sense of humor. And so I really think that we need to stop taking ourselves so seriously.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just not that deep. Enjoy life. God wants us to enjoy our lives. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. The third thing that I would say for those of you who are really interested in making change in your life, it's time to be responsible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop assigning blame and start taking responsibility.
Amen.
The truth of the matter is that the common denominator in all the things wrong in your life is you.
Mm-hmm.
So there
are
just some things.
Say it again, please.
The common denominator in everything wrong in your life is you.
Right.
I know that there are a whole lot of crazy, evil, backward people out there. I know that. But they didn't all come and just decide to be involved in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So all the things that people may do to you, I'm not saying that that's not happening. I'm saying the common denominator is you. And so then the question
mm-hmm.
becomes, why are you attracting these people?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you allowing and permitting this type of activity to become active in your life?
Absolutely.
What is it that you have not taken the responsibility for? I'm gonna use a financial example because I think that the world of finances is something that everyone internationally can deal with, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when we are living paycheck to paycheck, or, you know, maybe it's not paycheck to paycheck, maybe it's close to, all right? When we're living that way, you know, there comes a point in time when you want something and you don't have what you need, or maybe you need something and you don't have the finances that you need. You know, a lot of times if we would just take a look at how we spend our money, we would understand more about why we don't have as much as we would like to or think we should have. Many people at the end of the year look at, you know, what the W-2 says in January and says, where'd that money go? Because I have not a cent of it. Right?
I used to be an accountant, so I understand.
Right? You know,
right.
It's like, you know, you're looking at your $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 W-2 statement, and you're wondering what? You know, I worked for someone once who said, I worked for them, and at that time, it was several years back, and at that time, they were probably making, I don't know, $80,000, $90,000 a year. And when I first met them, they were probably making about $50,000 a year.
Okay.
And I made the comment of, wow, you know, you're really doing well for yourself. And the person commented to me and said, it's the same thing. It's still paycheck to paycheck. You just still have a little bit more pay in your check.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That is very true for most people I know. But
right. The
reality is that we don't really watch the way we spend our money.
No.
And so, you know, we get a raise. You know, you get a 25-cent raise. How much is that really in the course of a month? You know what I mean? It's not that much different. So don't go out and buy the new car. Hello? Oh, okay. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, we had a little drop of the internet, and so we are going to wait. Miss Kimberly Hovak is going to call us back. I know she's going to call us back. We might just give her a call. But call back in if you're listening. We just dropped the show. Oh, never mind. I'm not even looking. She's right there. Holy. Okay, one moment. It's queuing up for her to actually come onto the air. You know, internet technology is definitely something that can be troublesome at times. So we're running an internet ministry, and you have to deal with these problems. and she's still not coming up. Hello, Kimberly, you're there.
I am here.
You're there.
I am here. And, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I got to say one thing. Whenever we get on fire about God or Christ, something happens. Okay.
Isn't that funny?
Shut it down. It's like, no, we're gonna keep pressing on. I said, I don't care if I have, you know, empty spaces in my show. Let's go. Okay.
That is so funny.
Okay.
So I was talking about responsibility, right? And I was talking about this whole check thing, and you know, the person that was making more money said that, you know, it's still check to check, but just more paying their check. You know,
right.
And we really need to start, if we would start looking at how we spend our money, really start paying attention to how we spend our money. I have a person that I was coaching that told me just recently that, you know, they used the spreadsheet that I gave to them, and they were really very surprised to see how they were spending their money. And it was like, wow, I was wasting money in places that I didn't even know. Here's what I know to be a truth. You know, we have this crazy relationship with money, and the craziness is that the more in lack we think we are, the more frivolous we are with our money. So you think that, you know, well, I don't have enough in order to do X, Y, and Z, so since it's not enough, I'm just going to blow it over here. That's just the craziest thing.
Backwards.
You know,
yes,
it's just
it
backwards.
Is.
Just put the money aside, and eventually you'll have what you need. Like, whatever happened to that? I don't know. Somewhere along the line with, you know, the generation I have with growing up, the concept of having to wait to get what you want somehow got lost.
Yes.
You know, if people actually lived off of cash and not credit, wow. I'm just going to leave that right there.
We're going to leave that. That's like, hold the can of
I'm
worms.
I'm going to leave that alone.
We can't open.
I know.
Everyone,
but
think
just,
about
But just think
that.
About that. If you had to live, you know, try living for 3 weeks just off of cash and see what happens.
Yeah.
I tell you what, and I mean cash, not a debit card. Watch what happens. You will spend so much less money and still be just fine. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, but we need to be responsible. We need to take responsibility. We need to stop saying this person did this to me, that person did that to me, this person said this, and this happened, and that happened. Why does this happen to me? Why does it happen to you? That's the question. Right? That is the question. What is it that you contributed to all of this? Why are these things happening to you? Or maybe, what is it that you didn't do that caused this? Because sometimes it's what did you do, sometimes it's what didn't you do that caused it. You know? So learn to be more responsible. I could say a whole lot about that, and I think that I won't, because that could easily be a lesson all by itself.
Tune in later for the continuation of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Be responsible, people.
Yeah, another day. Yeah, be responsible.
All right.
And the Bible tells you to be a good steward over your money. That he,
absolutely.
It's in the Bible. Be a good steward over your money. So anyway.
Be a good steward over it. Right. And really, we should just learn how to be good stewards over everything. Stewards over our time.
Yeah.
What a commodity. Be a good steward over your time. Stop wasting your time.
Okay.
The time thing just bothers me. It really does. You know, like, because I look at things in an interesting way sometimes. You know, like, you know, I love to get emails from people. I love it when somebody will call me or come to spend time with me. I love to get an actual card in the mail because it represents time that someone took out of their life just to be connected to me. You know, I mean, time out of your life is a precious thing. And I just think that if you're going to spend your time doing something, it needs to be worth something.
Absolutely.
And you know
what?
And it's okay to sleep, because sleep is important. I think that we should spend time enjoying our sleep. You know, because that's why some people like will overwork, and they'll say, well, you know, you don't get that much time. Well, you won't be able to enjoy it if you don't get any sleep. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, you know, like we need
exactly.
to. you know, just really think about the commodities that we have, the things that God gives us, that you're not going to be able to get more of. It is here,
uh-huh.
and once it's over, it's over. Think about that. And time is a
yeah.
big one. How you spend
and
your time is important.
We cannot control time.
Not at all.
Oh, we can't make a computer program to help with us. We can't do none of that.
No.
No, we don't have that. Okay,
no.
So go ahead.
No. Okay, all right. So the next thing I'm going to say, if you want to make a change in your life, you need to educate yourself, okay? And I'm not just talking about traditional education. I think that if you can do that, do that. If you can go to college, if you haven't finished high school, do that. Learn something different. You know, there are many people in the world, many people, many young people that struggle with reading and writing. Learn how to read and write. Get someone to help you. Get more books. Do whatever you need to do. The resources are there. You know, the internet is filled with all kinds of stuff. You can learn whatever you want to learn. You know, there are a lot of colleges and universities that put classes out on the internet, and if you are an iTunes person,
yes.
you can go to iTunes University, and you can get, you know, it's free education. You know,
yes.
just get it.
I love that part.
Learn something.
It's free.
Be able to communicate in circles that you don't ordinarily associate in. Learn something different. You know, if you have an interest in something, learn about it. You know,
yes.
Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, because when God puts you somewhere, he's going to prepare you to be able to understand and comprehend anything that he puts puts you in front of. So go for
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that I've learned over time is that the more you know, the more God can use you.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. I like that. That's right.
I love your
Go
expressions.
Ahead.
Your expressions are amazing. Right? But it's true. You know, I mean, God doesn't open your brain and just pour things in. You know, I mean, that's not how it was with any of the disciples. They had to learn. Think about when Paul was converted. He had to go and he had to be taught the ways of Christ in order for him to come out on fire the way he did. You know, it's no different with us. We are people that have to learn. We learn. And the more that you learn, the more God can use you. The more that you learn, the more that you can have exposure to, the more different ways you have a platform that you can speak on. So, you know, you got to learn things. You know, and by the way, libraries do still exist. They still exist. You can still go to the library and get a library card. I know, right?
Uh-huh.
You can get a library card. You can get
take
books out, and you know what? They're even technical now. You could take stuff out online.
Yes, you can.
Download it to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
There's
really no excuse.
No.
There's
the
no excuse for a person
free.
To be ignorant. You know, I disagree completely with people being ignorant. It is not necessary to be ignorant. It just
no.
is not. And there are just so many different ways and avenues in which you can learn.
Yeah.
Especially today. Are you kidding me?
Too
many different ways.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. People who, you know what, the only way to be ignorant now is to be ignorant on purpose. That really, right?
Direct all emails to Kimberly Hovang.
I'm sorry. I stand by it. And I understand that not everyone has, you know, Wi-Fi and internet and computers at home. This is not even just about that. Libraries still exist. Newspapers still exist. You know, there's just no reason to not learn. And you know what? How about regular, plain communication? What about sitting with the elders in your family and learning what it was like when they were growing up and when they were young and raising their families, what things were like? That's the best history you can get.
It is.
Because
it is.
I really believe that if you have – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, that's just one of the things that, you know, with the instantness of the internet, we get away from learning from each other, and I think that's so valuable to lean on your elders. You can skip a lot of pain if you listen.
Can we say that again?
We can skip a lot of pain if we would just listen. Just listen. That's all you have to do. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Right. I mean, and I often think about, you know, the things that we don't appreciate right now because we don't understand what it took for us to get them. You know, I'm very excited that our current president sought out the vote of the young people, and it really got them to get out there and to vote, to understand the process of voting, to begin to understand what Washington is all about and how things are done. Because, you know, in my lifetime, I don't recall anyone ever seeking out young people in that way before. And therefore, if they become disinterested, and you have, you know, people who are in their 30s and 40s who don't vote. And for the first time, there were people, I mean, you hear the stories. People who were 20 and voting for the first time, people who were 60 and voting for the first time.
I mean, you have to
know your history in order to understand that there's not a woman in the United States that should not vote. There is not a woman in the United States that should not vote. We should vote. I tell people all the time, whether or not you believe in God doesn't matter. You're still going to be affected by what he does.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes.
And the same thing is true with the government. Whether or not you believe in the government is irrelevant. You're still going to be affected by it. So at least let your voice be heard.
Exactly. We're in this world and not of it. But, you know, the Bible says, give Caesar what Caesar's due, which means you have to be active in this world.
You have to be.
There's no getting around it, okay? But you have to be.
And let's remember that God operates through people. I mean, again, he's not going to just have an angel fly in and just give you your stuff like Santa Claus. God operates through people. So if you don't get connected with people, you're going to have difficulty getting the things that God has in mind for you. It's just not going to happen in the way, in the time that it should happen. The blessings are out there, but you're going to have to get connected with people. Many people don't get connected with people because, you know, they put their emotions are invested in things, and, you know, they're just timid about putting their heart out there. But don't put your heart in people. Put your heart in God. Put your heart in him. Put your faith in him.
Amen.
Put your relationship with him. And then when he tells you to take a step, take the step and keep on moving. You don't have to worry about the people because you're with him. All right? I have two more things because I want to get through. We only have a couple of minutes. So the fifth thing is, people, please, change your circle of influence. Go out and meet some new people. If you want to make a change, you can't keep hanging around the same people. They're not going anywhere. You know, it's that whole thing about the crabs in the barrel. When you try to make a change, the people around you get scared, try to pull you back. All right?
I can't even say
that it's about jealousy and envy and all that. It's just plain old fear. It's natural human fear. So if you are looking to make changes in your life, don't expect the people around you to be all excited about it because they won't. Don't expect them to accept it. They didn't accept Jesus in Nazareth either, right? He couldn't do any miracles there because they were like, this is just Mary and Joseph's kid. What is this?
Yeah. Who are you?
They couldn't even accept him as a great teacher. No. Oh, my God.
No.
You know what I'm saying? The people around you are always going to know you as little JoJo. You know what I'm saying? Little Buki, you know, that's who you're going to be to your family and your friends. You're going to be the kid down the way. You are not going to be that person, that entity, that spirit that God has empowered to accomplish great things in life until you are doing it. Then they're going to say, oh, I remember when they grew up in that house. You know,
yes.
That's what they're going to say.
Yes.
But in the meantime, you're just going to be little boo-boo.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
change
exactly.
your circle of
yeah.
influence and do yourself
you.
A favor. Exactly. You know, get yourself a mentor, get yourself a coach. You know, I always tell people if you want to accomplish something in life, you need to have people not just at your level, but you need to have people that are above your level that are pulling you up and people that are below your level that you are pouring into. That's the way the ladder
right.
works. You have to do that. You have to do that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's a wonderful statement. Amen. Because there's a responsibility of us all to pull in both directions. Pull in both directions. Oh, my goodness. This, woo, you just had it all bundled up, didn't you?
I was ready.
Great, you know, they're on Facebook. Facebook people are saying that this is a wonderful topic. And thank you very much. Okay, so that's the feedback we're getting right now. And I want to encourage everyone out there who struggles with this subject to contact Minister Hovac and let her be your leader. She will lead you in the right direction. And I know that people are listening. Your last show got over 2,000 listens. And
wow.
So, yes, yes.
That's
people
crazy.
Yes, it's great. It's great.
Wow,
it's
God is
great.
Awesome.
No, like, he is awesome. And people are hungry for this. So if you need, don't be afraid if you need further, to get further deeper with her, contact her, please. I'm saying it's
yes.
okay. Contact her. And she will be
yes.
there to explain everything, you know. So how do they contact you?
Yeah, you can definitely contact me. You know, I do personally coach people, and I do group coaching. And, you know, I'm there, and I have pages out on Facebook also that you can become a part of in order to get some additional inspiration because we all need it. You can contact me on Facebook. My name, my Facebook page is Kimberly Cooper Horvath, and you can contact me on my website. It's Kimberly Horvath Life Coaching. If you just Google my name, you'll find me all over. And, of course, I'm with Journey Home Ministries on their page.
Yes.
You can find me there. So, you know, also on themastersgroove.com, you can find me. So I'm all over the Internet. Just search my name out and you will find me.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want everyone to listen to Ignite the Spirit on the Master's Groove. At least once. Get up, I think it's at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
It's at
9
o'clock on Sundays.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Get up and listen.
It's 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a live show about twice a month, and when I'm not live, they play one of the archives, and, you know, it's just a half an hour from 9 until 9:30, and God is always present with a fresh revelation. So join me
yes.
on the Master's Groove every Sunday, 9 to 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. As always, it has been an absolute pleasure.
It is my pleasure as well. I enjoy our time
yes.
together always.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy our time together, too. Anyway, don't get me started. Because we can talk and talk and talk forever, okay? We've already extended the show once.
That's true.
Well, that is true. It's so very true, everybody. Everybody, you know, me and Minister Hovac haven't even met, but our spirits have met in the body of Christ. And so
yes.
I feel closer to you. I feel so close to you just for that. And that is the experience that everyone should experience. Getting to know someone
yes.
that you've never met. Getting
yes.
to know the spirit. So
yes.
that's another topic. Another topic another day. I want to thank you again. I'll do a sermon on that one. I want to thank you again for joining us, and I look forward to seeing what God brings to you next month. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same.
May it be blessed.
You do the same.
Okay. Be
all
blessed.
Right, take
all
care.
Right, for you and your family. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. I just didn't want to let her go. I I just was holding on, but that's okay. All right, everyone. That was Minister Kimberly Hovack, and we are so happy to have her as part of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry family, because she gives such a buffet of things that you can eat on. All right, we're going to get this show started now. First on the mic is Brittany Jones with It's All Right, and that's what we were talking about. It's all right. That was Brittany Jones with It's All Right. If you want to contact her, you can go to her website, www.brittanyjones.com. And if you want to contact anyone who's ever been on the show, you can always go to the ministry's website, which is www.sistapoochie.com. That's spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. You can go there and go to the contact information and for the artists, because they have several different contacts. You can also review Minister Hovack's series. Every show that she's done is on the website. Bible study, as I said, Bible study, go see to Bible study at the Women Ministry website, as well as the youth show and our regular radio show. And there's a prayer line and a council prayer counseling, spiritual counseling email address that you can also use. So there's a lot of resources there. So I encourage you to definitely go to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries website. Besides that, we're also on Facebook. So if you haven't liked us on Facebook, we're at www.facebook.com/Sister Poochie. Spelled again, SISTAPOOCHIE. All right, next up on the mic is Infinity with LOST.
Girl got paid for what she did for free, but she was only doing what she saw on BET. She claimed it was in the name of L-O-V-E, but the love she received had some extra letters attached like HIV and STD. She wouldn't even know who she was if she saw her own ID. She'd probably think it was a stranger with a fake ID. All throughout school she was labeled B-A-D and H-O-E and boy crazy. But they didn't know that what she hid behind the makeup was hurt and pain. She had nothing to lose, yet so ignorant to what she had to gain. It seemed like everyone gave up on her. They said she had too many issues. For all the tears she wanted to cry, there weren't enough tissues. No shoulders to cry on, just streets to die on. This wasn't a fairy tale, no pretty dresses to try on. She wanted to let bygones be bygones, but just because she said goodbye didn't mean that they were gone. But that was then and this is now. She made it through, now let me tell you how. She began to pick up her H-E-A-D. She left the streets and got a J-O-B. Went back to school to get a GED. She didn't mind climbing ladders, she was used to climbing trees. And let's not forget about her relationship with G-O-D. She found out who she was, and now she calls herself a queen. She no longer blames her life on her absent D-A-D, because her father in heaven was there the whole T-I-M-E. She no longer depends on men to supply all of her needs, because most of them took more than they G-A-V-E. But she took everything back, so now she smiles with glee. And most importantly, she is no longer L-O-S-T.
That it was Brittany Infinity Mason, who goes by Infinity. If you want to contact her, go to www.infinity.com. And next up on the mic is Brenda White and the White Boys with Mercy, Mercy Me. What's going on? There's a lot going on in the world, and this song is just so appropriate right now. So sit back, listen, and I hope you enjoy. All right, that was What's Going On, Mercy, Mercy Me by Brenda Wright and the White Boys. And if you like her sound, you want to get some of her music, you can go to www.cdbaby.com/Brenda White Boys. And also you can go to www.sisterfucci.com and get that information as well. Okay, it's time for the dance break, everyone. And the purpose of the dance break is to for all of us to get up and rejoice each other, rejoice the Lord, and also to find the message that the DJ is trying to give us in his ministry of music. And so this is our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, with this week's dance mix.
Frankie Vibe. Vibe.
Yeah.
come a mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
All right. That was the dance mix for the week by resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe. If you want to contact him, you can contact him at vibe212001@yahoo.com. He also has a new website, SisterFucci.com, www.SisterFucci.com, and get the link to his new website under the artist contact. All right, next up on the mic is Kenfo featuring LG with Dead Bones.
The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw the great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." My Lord said to prophesy over the dead bones and give glory to he who sits upon the throne. Arise and take a stand for the Son of Man. The Lord's land is Israel, the promised land. My Lord said to prophesy over these dead bones and give glory to he who sits upon the throne. Arise and take a stand for the Son of Man. The Lord's land is Israel, the promised land. Lord, shield, armor, check, praise the King, you show respect. The wages up in his death, like a guillotine cutting off your neck. Everybody know what my Lord came for. He done things that you ain't never seen before. Everything he done, you know it is a miracle. Every day is Pentecost, I be feeling so spiritual. Holy Spirit be moving like waves in the ocean. My eyes be swelling up and it triggers all my emotions. while the world is filled with commotion, I get the notion to give the king all of my love and devotion. The whole world is ugly, I can see the demons, sold the soul away, now they're lifeless human beings. What's fortune and fame if death can take it away? The Lord will say your name, that's it, end of game. No more overtime, they are for your lifetime. Machine stop beeping, that's what we call a flat line. Now, my Lord said to prophesy over the dead bones and give glory to he who sits up on the throne. Arise and take a stand for the Son of Man. The Lord's land is right, yeah, the promised land. My Lord said to prophesy over these dead bones and give glory to he who sits up on the throne. Arise and take a stand for the Son of Man. The Lord's land is right, yeah, the promised land.
God gave me this gift, he keeps the flame lit. He who I hang with, resurrected blameless. He keeps my mind right, greatness in sight. His light shine bright, he's my light with no light. Now back on the right mission, no more whack fishing. New expedition, non-believers better listen, witness. What believing will do, his power I never do. I'm turning spiritual, overcome the ridicule. Believing was pitiful, hammer mind and critical. Hate is so cynical, I'll show you what this thing will do. Powered by God, greater is he that lives in me. I know he there not physically, protects me from my enemies. So this is Psalms 1:23, I sing to thee. I'ma keep it real, I don't think that you hearing me. Lyrics to the people, that's what he's giving me. Ezekiel 37.
My Lord said to prophesy over the dead bones and give glory to he who sits upon the throne. Arise and take a stand for the Son of Man. The Lord's land is right, yeah, the promised land. My Lord said to prophesy over these dead bones and give glory to he who sits upon the throne. Arise and take a stand for the Son of Man. The Lord's land is right, yeah, the promised land.
All right, that was Dead Bones by Kenfolk featuring LG. If you want to reach him, you can reach him at Facebook, www.facebook.com/BHECEO. Next up on the mic is Spiritual Peace with War.
Hey, about the war with the enemy. Hey. At the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'ma take you to the enemy. I ain't ashamed. I pray you see what's going on all around us. It ain't you and me. Your spirit's floating all around. Adam making you and me the enemy. He's been around for years. Yeah, he got history. Still is dwelling in the mirror before we pull the trigger. The flesh is never satisfied. That's why I said it's getting bigger. Put it on the TV commercial. They trying to get richer. Everything I make for good to get perverted. Don't let them get you. I pray you see the picture. That's why I'm making it clearer. Look at the spirit, man. When you look up in the mirror, time is ticking. Man, how you living? Don't let them set you up for failure. He's a master of lies, taking souls and taking lives. I pray this over your eyes and make you sit down. Make you think about your life before you leave here and now. Saying I call you out, it's wondering who you are. Yeah, you were when I was young, but now I'm grown and far from dumb. You don't want none. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'm in the ring with the enemy. Hear the Lord talking to me in the background, saying don't back down. There's pride trying to rise up, pride getting knocked down. Depression trying to sit in. I'ma hit him in his enemy. This is not a game. So many souls going claim, cause they didn't call on the Father to see. Got a dollar, gave money, power. Now wrong is right and right is wrong. That's what the world say, but I got the right to know what the Lord got for me. And that's when it's so. Save a soul's hurt and feelings, man, the truth hurts. I always hit harder when I put
sink me, so I hit him with a two-piece. Think he can whoop me, man, he gotta put in work. Cause I ain't falling without a fight, even though it might seem like he hit hard, but my guy hit harder. Knock him down to his knees, he need water and a doc. Bet the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to lift the devil, no, put my gloves on. He's about to go toe to toe. Bet the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Show about my lifestyle, for Christ I'm going all out. Punch the devil lights out. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Going hard, I ain't swinging my sword. I know the devil want me back, but he can't get me. I got blood on me, so he can't get me. Beat me, giving God all the glory, who's rolling with me. My eyes ain't the same, my talk ain't the same. My walk ain't the same, talk ain't the same. Gotta keep it real, gotta give God praise. Feel so good to live to be saved. Every day I call on his name. Trying to reach out to the lost and the blind. These dirty streets singing, they laugh. It's dirty music trapping, they mad. Gather the shine, I can't waste time. A lot of people gon' hate, but I ain't tripping. I ain't ashamed of how I'm living. Keep it real, because I know we gave his life to let me know. If I trust in him and his word is written, he told us life will be given. So I'ma keep it real till it's over. I'm on the wall. About the war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on. He's about to go toe to toe. About the war with the enemy. All up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. War, war, war.
All right, that was Spiritual Peace with War. And if you want to contact him, you can go to his website, www.soulmusicinc.com. Next up on the mic is Free Me From Myself by Push to You Ministry.
Everything's right with me.
free me from myself by Push to You Ministry. If you want to contact them, you can contact them at Push to You, the letter U, Ministry at yahoo.com. All right, we're going to play Free by Mac on the next show. This time is running by so fast. The first thing I wanted to say is that continue to pray and give, if you can, to the people that were affected by the storm Sandy. Let them know that God is still there with them. And we're going to do a little prayer right now, if you all will join me. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace and mercy in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit, the great comforter, to all those who were affected by the storm Sandy. Lift them up, rebuild them, restore them, and make sure that your protective blood is over them all the day. And this is what we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, everybody. I've had a wonderful time with the show and Minister Novak. I want to give her thanks again for joining us. Next week is the Youth for Christ show, and which is hosted by our youth hostess, Shining Star, and our resident youth DJ, DJ Shaheen. So I hope that you join us next week. And for now, we're going to roll out like we always roll out with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, blessing, and have a happy Thanksgiving.